The Student Support Services Program was established at UTC in 1968. It was one of the first of now more than 1,000 programs on campuses across the country designed to help underrepresented students succeed at the university. The students in the program, most of them have several obstacles to their success. Many are from low-income, single-parent homes. Many are the first person in their family to go to the university. For Cheryl Goldston, her biggest frustration is that she can only accept 200 students into the program every year. Acceptance is on a first-come, first-served basis, and students from previous years get many other places. Competition for a spot in the program is fierce because they have a record of success.
I see students that succeed when data indicate that they will not. And I get my satisfaction by helping them to meet that challenge. And we are successful with the majority of those students.
And you're beating the odds.
Yes, yes. It's very rewarding when I see those students walk across stage and, you know, and get those degrees, when all the research said that, no, they have very, very little chance of being successful. That's what keeps me going with the tools, the resources, and the dedicated staff. Our 200 students are beating the odds. I share my personal story without giving them my name, okay, and the struggles I had in college. Nobody can guess it's me, okay, because, again, I took developmental math, okay? I had to drop out at the end of my sophomore year. I worked 2 years, saved my money, went back, you know, and completed my degree. And my professors were so impressed with me because I was a very dedicated, hardworking student who devoted a lot of time, you know, to studying, because I figured out it's like, okay, time on task is better grades for me, okay? And I was able to go to graduate school free. And I tell them my story. I didn't take the traditional route. I didn't graduate in 4 years. Back then, we were graduating in 4 years. It took me 6 years.
The majority of the students in the program are African American. Along with the financial and scholastic challenges they face at the university are the obvious and perhaps not so obvious cultural challenges. The staff in the student support program, like the director, Cheryl Goldston, are people like them, people who face the same challenges and made it.
The best compliment I give for my students, they call me Miss G, by the way. And I was like, I like that name because it makes me feel young. It's like, when I grow up, I want to be just like Miss G. That is one of the best compliments that they can give me. And when they ask me, Miss G, you know, SSS has given me so much. What can I do in return? My answer is graduate from UTC, go out in society, and be the best citizen that you can be, and help another person to be successful.
Cheryl Goldston and her staff represent successful models for the students in the program. As students move towards graduation, they too function as role models for the younger students. But another of the significant keys to the success of the program is in their rather blunt evaluation of their chances.
High school does not prepare students to make realistic career goals, okay? And this generation, when parents and everybody else is telling them you can be anything you want to be, you know, that is not true. And it's a delicate conversation, you know, that we have with students. But we don't tell students they can't do anything. We give students the facts and give them options and let them evaluate what they want to do. Because even though, you know, I may be the parent, my job and my staff, we attempt to help students to critically think and make decisions, okay? So that is really our role, to give them the facts and give them options and let them make their decisions. Now, I've had some students who said, no, I'm not going to change my major, or no, I want this option. And few has been successful, you know. But most, after a while, they've come to the conclusion, well, maybe this is not for me. Maybe this is not the best choice for me, okay? And we get pretty good, you know, results from those students coming up with a alternative solution and end up, you know, being successful.
Of all the students who enroll as freshmen in universities across the country, roughly half graduate. Of the African-American students, the number is a little over 20%. Many of them are female. Young black men are less likely to enroll in the university and less likely to graduate. But the student support program in the past few years has been working successfully to change that.
We have a black male initiative. I mean, we've been working on that, you know, for the last 3 years. It was a new initiative with this funding cycle because my females were doing quite well, but my black males were not. And nationally, it's a concern of black males' lack of retention and graduation from college. And so we tackle that problem here at UTC. And for the first time, the six-year graduation rate for this academic year, my black males have outperformed my black females.
Really?
Yes.
And that is definitely going against the odds.
Yes. So we are really, really proud.
Yeah. How did you manage that?
Well, we have, like I said, Black Male Initiative. We focus on issues and concerns of black males. We just build a family around them, and we give them opportunities to articulate their feelings, and we give them, you know, academic support. We have administrators at UTC to come in, you know, and talk to them and give them tips, you know, on how to be successful. We have community leaders to come in. And as such, we just put a circle around them and provide them with emotional, academic, and financial support, okay, and address issues specifically that address their concerns, especially being on a predominantly white institution.
But while Cheryl Goldston and her staff can offer support and guidance on campus, they can't shelter the young black men from the pressure they often feel at home from their peers who see them as outsiders.
Key is to give specifically black males and all SSS students the skills and the tools to fit in, okay, to not only the UTC culture, but any culture, you know.
Well, this is a microcosm of the larger culture, isn't
it? That's right. Because, like I said, because we have students who study abroad,
yeah.
So you need to develop those skills,
yeah.
Okay? And, you know, the most important thing, you know, is when you go back home, you know, you need to fit in. Because, again, you know, a lot of students are isolated, you know, they don't fit in, or they're criticized, you know, sometimes for wanting better, okay? So coping skills, you know, those things are extremely important.
Mm-hmm. So it seems to me that the emotional challenges are as great, if not greater, than the intellectual challenges.
Yes, I mean, they're you know, like I said, you know, our students have multiple. And again, that's why, you know, we have a holistic program, because we understand that a student will not do well in the classroom if you do not address those other areas.
So every day is a new challenge, I think.
It's a new challenge. But that's what, you know, makes us better as a staff. It makes us more successful. And we equip to handle the challenges, you know, by keeping ourselves abreast of training and development opportunities and being passionate about what we do. That's what makes the program work.
For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.